Now to Bangladesh, a country of more than 170 million people who inhabit a place a little bigger than Iowa. It has just experienced some of the deadliest protests in its history. NPR's Dia Hadid reports from neighboring India, and a warning, this story contains the sound of gunfire.
Rapa Hanan Hossein Shimol is one of the thousands of Bangladeshis detained since protests began in early July. He created this protest anthem. He says, "Raise your voice, Bangladesh. So much blood on the streets. Who fired the shots?" He's referring to the shots that killed Abu Sayyed, a protester who's become a symbol of this movement. In a video of that incident, Abu Sayyed flings his arms wide, exposing his chest to security forces. They shoot him dead. The protests began when students demanded the government reduce job quotas reserved for the descendants of war veterans. Protesters believe the ruling party uses the quotas to reserve lucrative government jobs for their loyalists. Days after demonstrations began, men loyal to the ruling party set upon the protesters. Security forces joined the fray. The government shut down the internet, severing communication between protesters and to the world. The country is now back online, and information is dripping out. Media outlets say they've recorded the deaths of over 200 people. Newspapers report the toll is likely much higher.
The death toll is incomparable to anything we've witnessed in Bangladesh's recent history.
That's Takbir Huda, researcher at Amnesty International, who follows Bangladesh. One student protester says, after all the bloodshed, the Prime Minister, Sheikh Hasina, must step down. The student spoke on condition of anonymity. He fears arrest or worse if he's identified. The student says, the Prime Minister has no right to be in power. He says, our government is using guns purchased with our taxes to fire on civilians. For now, small protests are continuing, like these teachers on a campus. The question is now whether protesters will park that demand for justice or keep fighting. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Mumbai.